My name is Gaylord Tsui, and I serve as the caring pastor here. And I'd like to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. I may have a new position, but I did not learn a new language, so I still thank God for my brother Peter. As we go into Thanksgiving, this may seem like an unusual sermon topic. But I pray that this will be a blessing and prepare our hearts for this coming week. I really don't like thorns. We have a few rose bushes, and when I trim them, I trim them very carefully.
我有一些梅花的花丛，当我要剪的时候，我非常小心。
I'm allergic to pain.
我自己是不喜欢。
And I don't like to see blood, especially my own.
亦都不想流血，尤其是我的血。
And then maybe other ways of thorns. We all don't like to be around thorny people or prickly people.
很多时候，我在人当中有一些叫做是辣手的人。
Sometimes conversations with these kinds of people may cause me to struggle inside about whether to be silent or to speak.
当我和这类的人聊天的时候，有时我心里面很多的挣扎，不知道跟他们说还是不说好。
Maybe I've gotten them angry before, or maybe I just don't want to lose their friendship.
可能有时之前我经验过他们一些不高兴的时候，或者说我要说的时候，可能令到我失去这个朋友。
So again, thorns are sometimes viewed negatively.
这个刺通常我们是用一个负面的方法去看它。
So I just finished a 3-month sabbatical, for which I am grateful to ACC.
我很多谢ACC教会给我有三个月的时间安息。
But during this time, two words were impressed upon my heart as I heard sermons, I read articles or books, or even listening to worship songs I had to chant when I visited other churches.
在这段时间里面，我听我一些讲章，我读一些书，或者有去其他教会时候，我听我一些歌，有两个字留下我深刻的印象。
These two words were surrender and sovereignty.
这两个字是降服于神，或者说神的主权。
These are related words, sort of like two sides of a coin for me, at least.
这两个字其实有关系的，好像一个硬币的两边。
I find that I am willing to surrender things to God, whether it's people or decisions or worries, relationships, situations, control. I'm willing to surrender when I truly believe that God is in control and God is sovereign.
我是愿意将以下的事情降服于神，譬如人、决定、忧虑、关系、情况，或者说这个控制，当我相信神是在掌管当中。
Conversely, I hesitate to surrender things in my life when I'm not sure that God is in control.
相反地，有时候我不愿意将这些事情交给神，我觉得说神可能不是掌管当中。
What if he's not adequate to meet my needs or to change my circumstances?
如果神现在不能够满足我的需要，或者将我的情况去改变。
Now, while I am not the Apostle Paul by any stretch of the imagination, I do resonate with his words in our text today.
我怎么想，我都不好像这个使徒保罗那样，但今日我们所读的经文对我有一个共鸣。
So actually, at this point, we're going to have you stand together, read together in Cantonese, 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 10.
我自累无益，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主的亲显现和启示。我认得一个在基督里的人，他前14年被提到第三层天上去，或在身内我不知道，或在身外我也不知道，只有神知道。我认得这人。 或在身外，或在身外，我都不知道，只有神知道。他被提到乐园里，听见隐密的言语，是人不可说的。为这人我要夸口，是为我自己，除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。我就是愿意夸口，也不算狂，因为我必说实话，只是我禁止不说。恐怕有人把我看高了，过于他在我身上所看见、所听见的。 又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因此我是人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢我夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我甚软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Let's pray. Our Father, I thank you for this time.
我爱的父神，多谢俾我哋呢段时间。
I pray that you help Peter and I to work closely together.
我求天父帮助我哋两个人一齐嘅系。
And I pray that every person listening will not listen only with their ears, but also with their minds and hearts.
当会众听嘅时候，唔单止用耳听，同埋用我心灵去听。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
为奉耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Okay, we're going to start with a little bit of context, a little background, and then I'm going to look at a few questions before I get to the main message. Okay, and I know we have to leave soon, so it's okay.
我们会用这时间讲这段经文的背景。
So the Holy Spirit led Paul to use a very wise approach as he wrote to these Corinthians.
圣灵引领着这个保罗去有一个很明智的做法去写这个哥林多前后书。
We see from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that he was writing to a very divided church.
我们知道在这个哥林多前书时候他是写给一个是分裂的教会。
A church that was resisting his authority.
这个教会里面抵挡他使徒的权威。
And a church that was being seduced by false teachers.
又被这班的假先知去迷惑着。
Now in chapter 10 and 11, 2 Corinthians 10 and 11, Paul had been defending his apostleship.
在这个哥林多后书十章十一章，这个保罗为了被人攻击他的时候，他要保卫他那个使徒的身份。
His authority was under attack, and therefore it was causing this young church and the young believers to waver.
因为他们这个教会受这个攻击的时候，令到那些使徒是心里面动摇。
Now, he wasn't defending himself personally, but he was defending the ministry and his apostolic authority that God had given to him.
他不是维护他自己的权益，他维护了神赐给他那个的使徒的身份和他的事工。
Now, these Corinthians, they were drawn to certain kinds of leaders.
这班的哥林多的人，他是被一些领袖所吸引住。
They were impressed by good references, external credentials,and good-looking resumes.
他们被吸引住，有些人可能有好好的推荐书，外表的凭证，还有他们有好好的履历。
Basically, they're very impressed by accomplishments and appearances.
当然，他们就好被那些成就和他们那个的外表所吸引住。
I think we've all been there before.
可能我们都经验了这件事。
So, reluctantly, the Apostle Paul took some time
很勉强咁样，这个保罗用了很多的时间。
Much to his dismay, to remind the believers of what he had done in humble and often painful service as unto the Lord.
很多时候非常之一个嘅失望，但系佢时常都要提醒嗰班嘅信徒，佢侍奉神嘅时候系用佢嘅谦卑同埋佢嘅痛苦去侍奉。
And his list was long. Let's just say Paul had a very, very impressive resume.
保罗有一个非常优秀的履历，他那个清单是很长的。
Now, as he's coming to this chapter, there's a slight change of topic, but he was continuing to boast.
我们来到这个地方的时候，他有一个题目上面有一个改变了，是讲到他的自夸。
It was a very strange kind of boasting.
是一个很怪的一种的自夸。
Paul was boasting about the things that showed his weaknesses.
保罗去要自夸嗰啲系佢嘅软弱。
Second Corinthians 11:30, he said, "If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness."
哥林多后书第十一章三十节咁讲话：我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱嘅事变了。
This is very strange.
好奇怪嘅。
Doesn't Paul know the first rule of boasting?
他知不知道说我们 要夸口 的规则是什么来呢？
Do not talk about your weaknesses.
不要 说你自己的软弱。
But Paul had a very big purpose to do so.
保罗有一个很特别的原因要这样做。
You see, these Corinthians also had a second thing they were impressed by.
呢班嘅哥林多人有第二样嘢令到佢哋好吸引住嘅。
They were very impressed by visions and revelations.
佢哋吸引住系咩咧？系个显现同埋启示。
So Paul had external credentials, but he also had visions.
佢除咗佢外边嘅嗰个嘅凭据之外，佢仲见咗啲嘅异象。
And again.Reluctantly, he was sharing about his vision experiences to establish his credibility.
佢係好勉強咁樣去咁做，為咗話佢要將自己喺個侍奉身份喺當中建立。
But he was trying to silence the critics and to enable himself to minister more freely.
佢為咗壓制嗰班人嘅，壓制嗰班批評佢嘅人，以至佢能夠喺呢個事工上面更加有能夠去做佢嘅事情。
Now he was trying to turn the reader's attention away from irrelevant credentials to what an apostle's authentic marks should be.
佢想將嗰啲嘅讀者嗰個嘅目光，從一個冇乜關係嗰啲嘅外邊嘅憑據，而去到一個使徒真正嘅標記。
So you see, what distinguished servants of Christ was their likeness to the suffering Christ.
呢个仆人有咩特别嘅地方呢？就系佢同受苦嘅基督有好相似嘅地方。
Okay, a few more obvious questions to address.
我有几个好明显嘅问题要问。
The first part of this passage, a little confusing. Who had the vision?
喺呢段经文里边有讲到话边一个见到呢一个异象
？Because the way Paul wrote, it seemed like he was talking about somebody else.
当佢写呢段经文，就好似讲佢第二个人经过见到呢个异象。
But in the context, it's a little strange because he's defending his apostleship.
喺呢个异象当中好奇怪，佢为咗呢个异象去保卫佢自己嗰个使徒嘅权威。
Most likely he was talking about himself, but in the third person.
好大嘅机会话佢讲系自己，但系用第三身嚟讲。
One commentator said that Paul was reticent to write about these personal experiences, but there was no other way to solve the problem.
有一个解经家咁讲话，佢系好唔愿意将呢一个嘅经验讲出嚟，但系都冇办法解决呢个情况。
Paul was trying to avoid exalting himself, so he talked about it in the third person.
佢系唔想将自己提高咗，所以佢想用第三身嚟讲呢个人。
What's interesting is the Jewish rabbis were accustomed to speaking about themselves in the third person.
好奇怪地喺嗰啲嘅猶太人嘅拉比，好中意用第三身嚟講佢自己嘅。
So Paul was just doing something that was very understood back then.
所以保罗系用一个当时一个好平常一个嘅方法去讲呢件事情。
Okay, another question that comes up is when and how did this happen?
另一样嘢就话系边个时候系如何发生嘅。
Paul was sharing about something that happened 14 years before this.
佢讲到话佢呢个嘅佢而家呢个所做嘅事工之前十四年前发生。
Paul said he was caught up to the third heaven。
佢讲到话佢提到去第三层天嘅地方。
It was a vision, so it wasn't super clear. There was no HD. Okay.
呢一个异象当时都唔系好清晰嘅，所以佢都唔系讲得好清楚。
He said whether it was in the body or apart from the body, I don't know。
佢话喺身内又好，喺身外又好，佢都唔知道。
Paul knew also that these Corinthians, when they said, "Oh, you had a vision? Tell us the details."
佢知道呢班嘅哥林多人好中意话如果你有啲嘅异象，同我哋讲清楚你讲啲乜嘢。
And Paul basically was discouraging them. He was just saying, "Look, I've had visions. I'm not sure all the details, but I actually went up to the third heaven."
佢只系讲话佢唔鼓励佢哋去追寻呢啲嘅细节。佢只不过话我曾经去见过呢啲事情。
In fact, it seems like he was forbidden to share. He was not allowed to share what he saw.
佢系唔准许喺度呢度分享呢件事情。
Paul has had visions before. We read about them in other books.
其实保罗喺第二啲嘅地方亦都见过一啲嘅异象。
But in this one, he did not say anything about the content.
喺呢件事情上，喺呢个异象当中，佢冇将详细嘅情况讲出嚟。
Okay, the last thing I want to mention at the beginning is what was the third heaven?
第三样嘢话咩叫第三层天
？So in Paul's day, many believers actually talked about many heavens. Sometimes anywhere from 3 to 7 heavens.
喺保罗嘅时候，佢哋讲过几层天，由三层到七层。
So scholars have analyzed this systematically.And they looked at the word heaven and heavens, plural, in the Old and New Testament.
在新和旧当中，他当时的学者就讲有两样的字，一个叫 heaven, 是单数天堂 ,heaven 是双数。
It seems like the scripture talks at least about 3 heavens.
在这里讲的是有三层的天。
The first heaven is our atmosphere.
第一层天就是我们那个大气层。
The second heaven is like the eternal, the entire universe, all the galaxies.
第二层的天就是我们那个见到的宇宙。
The third heaven, beyond these two heavens, is where God himself lives.
第三层天就是这两层之外是神所居住的地方。
Paul called this paradise.
保罗讲的地方叫做是一个乐园的地方。
And if you remember, Jesus, when he was on the cross, on Luke 23, he talked about the thief on the cross will be with him in paradise.
在路加福音第三章里面，耶稣就跟他旁边那班的犯人讲，叫他今天跟他在乐园当中。
Okay, so those are some of the background.
这是我们的背景。
Let's get to some of these main points, but hopefully that was helpful as we look forward.
我现在讲三个重点。
The first point, God gave Paul the thorn.
神将一根刺加在保罗身上。
As I read verse 7 and 8, you can also follow along on the screen.
在这个第七节和第八节里面。
So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of these revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from being conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. What was the thorn?
这个刺是什么来的呢？
The bottom line is, we don't know for sure.
我们不知道。
Okay. There's one clarification I did want to make, very important. This thorn is not a product or result of sinful choices.
我要很严重的声明就是说，这根刺不是因为是一个罪之后的结果。
Okay. That kind of pain is called discipline.
那种的其他那种的痛苦叫做是神的管教。
When I sin, I get punished, then I need to confess and repent.
如果我犯罪之后，我得到这个惩罚，当我去悔改的时候，我得到这个赦免。
Okay, that's not what we're talking about here.
这个不是我们所讲的。
In fact, Hebrews 12, the next passage, Hebrews 12, 6 and 7, if you follow along in the Chinese, the English says, For the Lord disciplines the one he loves. He chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
Okay, so we today, maybe we picture a very small thorn bush, thorn.
我们今天所说的平时可能是我们在那个花丛里面很小很小的刺。
But this word in the original language could designate objects as large as a stake, a long stick.
在这个希腊文里面，它所说的是很长的棍来的。
One that might can go into someone's side.
可以插在一个人身体里面。
You see, Paul's thorn was not just an annoyance, it was agony for him.
保罗的刺不是单止说是令他很烦恼，而是真的令他很痛楚。
So, from one of the study Bibles, I found out some people think maybe this was Paul had inner psychological struggles. Some people think he maybe struggled with depression sometime.
有人讲话保罗可能是在心理上面有一些的挣扎，可能说他有忧郁病。
Other people think maybe this thorn was Paul's opponents, his enemies.
有些讲法说是这个可能是保罗的反对他的人。
For some, the third option is that this thorn was a physical affliction, maybe malaria or migraine headache, or maybe something to do with his eyes.
有些人讲说这个的可能是身体里面有些病，可能是有瘧疾啦，有其他的问题，或者说有眼个不是那么好。
In Galatians chapter 4,Peter, you have this too, right? Galatians 4. Okay. Even though the illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Jesus Christ himself. What has happened to all your joy? I can testify that if you could have done so, you would have torn out your own eyes and given them to me. That's in Galatians 4.
在加拉太书第四章，他又咁讲话：你们为我身体嘅缘故受试炼，没有轻害我，又没有厌弃我，反倒接待我，如同神嘅使者，如同基督耶稣。你们当日所夸嘅福气在哪里呢？那时你们若能行， 就把自己的眼睛换出来给我，也都情愿，这是我可以给你们作见证的。
So maybe it was his eyesight.
可能是他的 眼的问题。
And the last option some people say is a demonic oppression, demonic harassment.
第四个可能性就是说这个恶魔的骚扰。
So most people think, okay, it was something physical that Paul was probably struggling with.
大部分的解经家都觉得说跟第三个所讲是一些身体里面的病。
But this was a chronic and a debilitating thorn in his flesh.
是一个慢性长期的病，令到他一路一路咁软弱下来。
Now as we read this passage, it's a little interesting. How can this be both from God and a messenger from Satan?
我哋呢段经文里边有一个问题，话点样话呢个刺系神俾佢嘅，又同时话咧系神系呢个撒旦嘅使者俾佢嘅。
I'm going to go off script a little bit. I think we sometimes struggle when we go through tough times.
好多时候，当我哋经过即系困难日子嘅时候
，And as far as we know, we have no sin before God.
我哋冇罪喺神嘅面前。
But then we sometimes wonder, God, why did you?Why do I have this thorn? Why do I have this physical situation?
我哋就会话，当我哋冇罪嘅时候，就问神点解你将呢一样嘢摆我身上边
？Why am I struggling with the depression?
点解我要喺呢一个忧郁病当中去喺度挣扎住
？Why cannot keep a job?
点解我唔能够仍然有我嘅工作
？In these times of suffering, it's hard to understand that.This might be God-given. It's easier to think, oh, this is Satan attacking me. But in reality, sometimes it's both.
在这个情况之下，有时候我就会说是不是神在这里去惩教我们，或者说是这个魔鬼在这里搞我们。很多时候就说是两个都有存在。
Okay, come back to the script. You see, in this way, God can sometimes use...Satan's evil designs for good. Have you heard of a guy named Joseph?
有阵时神系用一啲撒旦嚟去完成佢嘅工作。有冇听过约瑟
？The Bible describes God using Satan to test believers in several different places.
喺圣经里边曾经神用呢个撒旦去试炼呢一个嘅佢嘅信佢嘅人喺不同嘅地方讲到。
According to the book of Job.Satan harassed Job with all kinds of catastrophes, including illness.
在約伯記裏面，神是去騷擾住，藉住呢個撒旦去騷擾住呢一個嘅約伯，用不同嘅災難去騷擾佢。
But in the book of Job, we see God limited Satan. He placed restrictions on what Satan could do.
但喺呢本書裏面，神是限制住撒旦所做嘅嘢。
I'm going to have a quote here, and I hope Peter was able to work it, but I'm going to put it up here in English, the next slide.
Right here?
Okay. I've never met Dayton Ortlund, but I appreciate what he wrote. So in English it says, the sandwiching of Satan's purpose within God's reflects the greater reality. The sandwiching of Satan's work and power within God's, in a mysterious overlay of divine sovereignty and evil, even satanic activity falls within the scope of God's sovereign purposes. God is not the author of evil in such a way that renders him morally culpable. He is incapable of doing anything that is morally tainted.
Okay. 在这个哥林多后书第七节里面是讲到一个自高在头，自高在尾。他这里讲到就说呢，撒旦他所的目的，他所想做的事在神的目的当是好像夹心这样夹住他。所以一个情况就是说，撒旦他所要做的事是不会超过这个神他的旨意之内。而这个的神的 权能和这个的邪恶之间的关系比较微妙。但是撒旦他所做的事他不可以在这个神的权能之外的。还有就是说，神他本身不是这个的邪恶的创造者，所以他本身是 在道德上面是没有罪的，他本身也不能够 有损任何的道德的事情。
Here's the truth. God is sovereign and in control.
是神祂是有主权和祂能够掌管一切。
Always.
永远都可以掌管一切。
Satan has no dominion, power, or authority over God.
这个撒旦是没有这个权能是超过远超过神的。
So, again, we need to move on, but this thorn was God-given to Paul. That's an important thing to take away.
这条刺是神给保罗的。
Okay, point number two. God always has a purpose behind the thorns that he gives to us.
神给我们有刺，他背后一定有他的目的。
Verse 7 says, So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited.
这段经文里面就讲到说，恐怕启示甚大，过于自高，所以一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的七日要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
God wanted, one of the first reasons is God wanted to keep Paul humble.
一样嘢就话神要保罗佢要谦卑落嚟。
He just had this amazing experience. Oh, it's 14 years ago. This amazing experience, which could have made him very proud.
喺十四年前，保罗有一个好惊人嘅经验，可能令到佢会有自高嘅情况。
But God gave him this thorn. It's a weakness that continually reminded him that he had to depend on God.
当这个刺摆在保罗身上之后，神就是用这条刺时常 提醒他，他要依靠住神。
Instead of being able to boast about it, Paul actually had to suffer because of it.
他为了这根刺，保罗在这里受苦， 而不是在这里 夸这个异象。
See, another purpose that God has here is in the middle of the suffering, God promised Paul two things.
在这个受苦当中的时候，保罗神答应保罗有两件事情。
If Paul had not suffered, he would not heard these two promises.
如果这个的保罗不是在受苦的时候，神他可能不知道这两件事情。
Two simple words: grace sufficient.
一个是恩典，一个是充足。
Grace is unmerited favor. We do not deserve grace, but God gives it to us anyway.
是恩典是不劳而获的，因为是我们不值得拿的，但神是给了我们。
He said, Paul, you're suffering, I have grace.
当保罗有受苦的时候，他说我给恩典你。
Brothers and sisters and friends, you're suffering, God has grace.
弟兄姊妹朋友，你受痛苦的时候，神是给你恩典。
But it's very important to know his grace is sufficient.
还有一样嘢话，佢嗰个嘅恩典系足够我哋用。
The idea of this word is that it is sufficient and sufficient and if sufficient and sufficient, it will never fall below sufficient.
佢呢个恩典，这个充足嘅意思就话系继续持续不断俾我哋恩典。
Essentially, God's word to Paul was, while the thorn will not be removed, my grace will enable you to cope with it.
实质上边，神呢个说话对保罗所讲嘅话咧，你嗰条刺我冇帮你拎走咗，但我嘅恩典系使你能够克服佢。
A third purpose, as far as why God gave him the thorn, is that God's power of Christ rests on us when we understand that we are weak.
第三点就话，当我哋系软弱嘅时候咧，基督嘅能力能够覆庇我哋。
And this makes sense.
呢个好有道理啊。
You ever tried to help somebody?Who did not want your help?
有冇时候你想帮一啲人，嗰人都唔想你帮佢。
It could be someone really young or someone elderly.
可能系好细嘅，或者可能好大。
And everybody in between, right?
当中间咧好多人。
It usually causes a lot of tension when you try to help someone who doesn't want to be helped.
通常会有好多压力，就系当你想帮个人嘅时候，嗰个人唔想你帮佢。
Might it be possible that we are given thorns that significantly weaken us in order?To make us stronger.
有冇可能就话，其实神俾咗条刺我哋，令到我哋好软弱嘅时候，其实系帮助我哋更加嘅坚强。
I don't think Paul enjoyed his thorn.
我唔觉得话保罗系好享受呢一个嘅一条刺。
But what he delights in is the power of Christ that rests upon him in that weakness.
而是说 他明白他喜欢就是说当他有软弱的时候神的恩典是覆庇了他。
In fact, God told Paul, in your weakness, I am strong. In your weakness, my power is magnified.
保罗所说话当我在软弱当中的时候我的能力是加强了很多。
And just a moment of application for all of us.
一个应用的地方。
Do we need to pause during this Thanksgiving season?
我在这个感恩节期间我们需要停下来。
And as we look at maybe some sadness, or maybe some anger, or maybe some confusion, and come to the Lord.
我们可能有很多的难过，有很多不开心，或者说我们有一些的，可能是迷乱的情况之下，我们去到神的面前。
And to ask him, God, why?
去问神为什么？
I personally think it is okay to ask God why. Just like for a child to ask a parent, honestly asking, but why? I think a loving parent is okay.
我觉得我们可以去问神，可以一个小朋友去问自己的爸爸妈妈一样，是可以去问。
Because we know that our thorns always have a purpose.
我们要明白我们那个刺一定有一个目的。
He may not give us a clear answer, or he may not give us an answer immediately.
他可能不给我一个很清晰的回应，或者不是立即给我们有回应。
But God will always respond.
但是神一定会是回应我们的问题。
He will not ignore your texts or your emails. He will always respond.
他不会说当你给他的电邮，他会不理。
So first we saw that God gave Paul, okay, next slide. God gave Paul the thorn. Second, we talked about God always has a purpose behind the thorns that he gives us. And lastly, I want to point out that it is crucial how we respond when God's answer is no. It is crucial, sorry, how we respond when God's answer is no.
第三点话，当神他的答案是说 no, 不给我的时候，我们的回应是多么重要。
Let me read verses 8 through 10 in English. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions and calamities, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
Do you want me to,
yeah, please.
To read again? Yeah. Okay. 为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好像基督的能力是覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可你喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Notice that God didn't actually say no; He actually said yes. My grace is sufficient.
其实神在这个地方没讲话是 no， 不，但系话神咧就话咧，我嗰个嘅恩典系够你用嘅。
And I want to point out, Paul here was persistent, but not insistent.
他在这个地方说保罗去问那么多次，即保罗很坚持去问神，但不是他一定要说神啊，一定要跟着我所要求的去做。
The scripture says, three times Paul pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me.
在这经文里面，保罗三次求过主，叫这个的刺离开他。
And it caused me to think about one other person, at least one other person in the Bible,who asked for something three times in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这段经文令我想到在这个客西马尼园里面有一个人，他都问他求神有三次。
As Jesus was in the garden before he went to the cross, he went to his father and said, can this cup pass from me?
耶稣基督他在这个客西马尼园求神说，可不可以这个苦杯离开我？但后来他去了这个十架上面。
And basically, the father's answer was, I will get you through this. But he didn't say yes. But he gave Jesus what he needed to go to the cross.
父神他沒有將他這個苦杯拎開了，但是說父神是幫助他去完成這個他那個的要做的事情。
Just thought it was interesting the comparison. Paul asked three times and Jesus asked three times. And basically God has a reason for the thorns.
在這地方我看到保羅是說三次求神，主耶穌是三次求神。
And by the way, this word for asking, Paul was not, the meaning of this word asking is he was pleading with God to take away this thorn. It wasn't just, if you have time, will you take it away? No, he was pleading with God.
他一定是很恳求神去拎开这个的刺，他不是随随便便，不如你拎开吧，顺便讲一句，不是这样。
So another quote for Brother Peter to translate. Next slide.
One more?
Yeah.
Right here.
This is a quote. Paul saw two ways forward. The Lord could, number one, remove the thorn, and Paul could get on with his life and ministry. Or, number two, God could leave the thorn, and Paul would be forever crippled and slowed in life and ministry.
保罗看了两个情况。第一个就是说，将那个刺拎开就好了。于是保罗可以很健健康康地去做去那个在生活啦，同埋去做嘅事工。另一個話咧，另一個話咧，個刺留翻喺身上邊時候，於是咧保羅咧就變咗係一個好似好衰弱嘅人，去影響咗佢嗰個嘅侍奉同埋佢嗰個嘅生命。
But the Lord responded with yet a third option: leave the thorn, but give Paul grace.
但係我哋嘅主佢嘅回應就係用第三個嘅選擇，就係話咧。我将那个刺留在你身上的时候，但是我给你很多的恩典。
And for Paul's life and ministry, this would net out as taking Paul to places in terms of divine power he could never have attained otherwise.
如果这个刺不是在身上的时候，用保罗的生命和他那个的侍奉来看的话，他应该不能够达到他现在他能够达到那个程度的。
This is God's secret strategy for his people. This is the surprising way into power from on high.
这个是很惊讶的方法，是神用这个方法去帮助他的子民，他能够在上头而的能力藉着这个方法给他。
And I will go quickly, but he lists weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities.
在这段经文里面又讲到五样东西，讲到软弱啊、凌辱啊、急难等等。
How do we respond when God does not answer the way that we want him to answer?
我们当神跟我们讲话 no, 不的时候，我们应该怎样回应神呢？
You don't have to tell me, just think in yourself.
你只是想一想。
Do we ignore him and continue to do what we want to do?
或者说我们不要理神，我自己我行我素。
Do we get angry at him, and maybe even bitter at him, and walk away?
或者说我们对神很生怒，又苦毒，或者说我们走开了。
Do we become discouraged and start believing things like, oh, God doesn't care, or he's not as good as I thought?
或者我哋可能会谂下话神佢都唔系点理我噶啦，呢个神都唔系好似我想象中咁好。
Do we become fearful and therefore take things into our own hands, thinking, oh, maybe God doesn't hear me, I better do something?
或者话将啲事情，我话我自己用方法自己去做啦，因为神都冇听我所要嘅祈求。
What did Paul do?
保罗点样做咧
？He boasted gladly and he was content.
去夸口，好开心去夸口，佢系喺主里边有满足。
This word that he said is actually he means to be well pleased or to delight in something. Sort of, it's the same word that the God the Father was well pleased with his son.
呢个字系个满足，就好似呢一个天父对主耶稣嗰个话，我喜悦，我个儿子个喜悦一样。
You see, Paul was not saying, "Okay, I know I have this thorn. Okay, I accept it." No, Paul was embracing the thorn as a good thing.
佢唔单止话系有一条刺喺身上边，佢一个满足，而系话佢真系去接受呢一个嘅情况。
I already told you I am allergic to pain.
我係唔想係又痛楚。
If pain is over here, Gaylord is over here.
痛苦喺嗰度 ，Pastor Gaylord 喺呢邊。
You see, we strive for and pursue the opposite kind of life. We want the good life, the painless life.
我哋通常咧係希望我哋去尋求、去追求一個冇痛苦嘅生命。
You see, Paul understood that he was able to be like Jesus and embrace suffering.
而保罗佢明白话，我去希望好似耶稣基督一样，佢愿意接受嗰个痛楚。
So, I'm going to wrap us up now. There's two words I shared with you at the very beginning: surrender and sovereignty.
喺开始时候，我曾经讲过有两个字系喺我印象好深，一个系。降服于神，同埋一个神嘅主权。
They are directly related.
佢哋两个好大嘅关系。
Again, I'm willing to surrender if I really believe He's God.
我愿意去降服佢，我真系相信呢个系我嘅神。
So my friends, are there some thorns in your life today?
我朋友今日有冇啲嘅刺喺你生命里边？
Again, I am not talking about willful sin. You know how to take care of that. Okay, that's separate.
我唔係講一啲你即係自己明知犯嘅罪。
But I am saying in your own life, as you look at your life today, do you identify there are some thorns that you know that God has a purpose, and what you're struggling with is how do I respond?
有啲嘢喺我哋生命裏邊，我知道一啲神俾咗我哋嘅刺，我哋知道係神俾我哋嘅。我哋如何嘅回应佢？
Many of you, I do not know the details of your life.
我唔知道你哋点样，你生命点样。
And others of you, I think today's message, I know was difficult to hear.
同好多人喺当中，可能今日嘅信息对你嚟讲系好困难嘅。
But I encourage us as we go into Thanksgiving, as we think about our life, to embrace, to be thankful for the good, and also to see the thorns.As good.
在我这个感恩节期间的时候，除了我们要感恩之外，但我可以明白就话我们当中的刺，我们要去接受它。
If I could just go to the last slide and just leave you with this picture, there is a beauty in thorns.
我们只要说在个刺当中有一个美丽。
May God help us to see the beauty of His thorns.
求神帮助我们见到这个刺的美丽。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, I thank you for your word.
天父，我多谢你俾我哋嘅话语。
And I pray that today's message was both an exhortation but also an encouragement.
希望今日嘅信息系对我哋有一个劝勉。
And Lord, again, if there is sin in our life, help us to confess and repent of it and experience your forgiveness.
我哋知道，当我有罪嘅时候，我向你祈求嘅时候，你会赦免我哋。
But Lord, if we realize that we are going through something that you gave us, and sometimes it feels like a messenger of Satan, but God, I pray that we will see that you always have a purpose.
有時我哋見到呢個係撒旦使役嘅作為嘅時候，我哋見到你喺我身上面嘅目的。
And may we respond with the same joy and attitude that Paul had towards his thorn.
希望神幫助我哋，好似保羅咁樣回應住，係話我哋係去喜樂去接受呢個刺。
May we experience how your grace is always sufficient.
听我们能够经验到你的恩典是够我们用的。
And we pray this in your powerful name.
我们祈求是用主大能的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
我们一同的起立唱七言的诗歌。
这是我想